You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Dennis Long, and today's demo is of Eater Radio. Eater is spelled E-T-E-R. Eater is free, but to fully unlock it, it costs you $5. Actually, $4.99. What do you get for that $4.99? The ability to save favorites, the ability to hide recommended stations, the ability to support ongoing development, and the ability to set a sleep timer to drift off quietly to any station your heart desires. What database does this use, you ask? It uses the radio.browser. The radio browser database is what it uses. Okay, so what makes Eater different? That's what we're going to cover today. Because they've done some interesting things, and we'll get into how to do that here in a moment. All right, so without any further ado, let's go, shall we?
Zap Switcher. Settings. Eater. Active. Eater. My station 93.9 okay. Up settings button.
At the top left, you have settings at the very top, okay? So let's start with settings. Then we'll get into my stations. No, I don't have all 40 stations in here yet, but I have enough to demo what we're going to do. All right, so let's see what this is in settings. Here we go.
Close button.
Okay, so you have a close button. Let's swipe right.
Settings. Heading. Hide recommended list. You need to unlock full version of the app. Full version unlocked. You can hide recommended stations list. Switch button. On.
Now I have
the toggle setting.
I have that set to on. I don't want the recommended stations. I have enough to listen to on my own, but you don't have to have that on. Let's swipe right again.
Add favorites on top. Switch button. On. Double tap the toggle setting.
Okay, I am going to demo what that does both ways. If you have it on, this should be self-explanatory, but I will explain it. Your most recent station you add will be at the top of your favorites. If you turn it off, it will add it to the bottom of your favorites. Let's keep going.
Shazam song recognition. Switch button. On.
Now.
Double tap the toggle setting.
This is what's interesting, okay? You have essentially three options. I think there should be a fourth, but we'll cover the three options there are, and I'll tell you what I think should be here that isn't here. Currently, it's on, and if you select on from here, it's on for every station in your favorites. Off, it's self-explanatory, it's not on. Or you can go into each station and turn it on or off for that station. So let's keep going.
Google Cast experimental. Switch button. Off.
That is if you have a Google Cast, a Google device, you can Google Cast it. I do not have a Google device that I can cast it to. I'm assuming they mean the home hub. I don't have a home hub, so I cannot tell you if that works.
Dark mode. Switch button. On. Double tap the toggle setting. Contact.
Okay, and then that's the end of the settings. Now, let's turn off. Well, no, we'll keep Shazam on. I'll go turn it. I'll show you how to turn it off inside of a station. All right.
Close.
Close.
Button. Settings button.
One of the really cool things about this.
My stations. Heading.
Is this supports full voiceover actions, and I will make sure I demo that every chance I get here. All right, so here we go.
93.9 WLITFM Light FM. Currently playing. Shazam enabled. Button.
Okay,
select, so drag to move this item. Actions available.
It makes sure to tell you that what station is the last station playing. I could go down to the bottom here and hit the player and hit play. So let's drag this out of the first position.
Delete. Move to bottom. Drag.
Drag.
93.9 WLITFM Light FM picked up. Delilah Digital Only. Shazam enabled. Button. Select drop below Delilah Digital Only to place the dragged item. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate. Delete. Cancel drag. Drop below Delilah Digital Only.
Okay, if we do that, it's going to drop it below the station I'm on right now. Let's do that.
Drop below Delilah Digital Only.
Now let's see, did it work?
My station's heading.
I swiped left to my station's heading. Now remember, Light 93.9 was the first station. Let's see if it still is.
Delilah Digital Only. Shazam enabled. Button. Select drag to move this item.
That would be correct, because remember, I dropped Light after this.
93.9 WLITFM Light FM. Currently playing. Shazam enabled. Button.
Okay.
Select drag to move this item.
So, let's double tap this here, and let's see what it does.
Night sky. My station's back button.
And now aren't you here with me?
Chicago, pure inspiration.
I could have told you that. Chicago is one of my favorite bands. I almost started singing for you, but I figured you guys wouldn't want to hear my singing because I can't sing off the crick. All right.
Edit stage for Moop Share Station. Chicago, Philly, Rose. Mighty 3. Airplay pause. Button, play.
Okay, so we paused it. Now, edit station. Let me show you what that is.
My station's timer. But edit station. Button.
And we will come back to the timer because I do want to show you that as well. But let's show you edit station because there is something important here.
Update. Button.
Okay, so that's if you make any changes, you hit that update button.
Edit station. Heading. Cancel. Button. Stream name. 93.9 WLITFM Light FM. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, so that's pretty self-explanatory. If you want to shorten the name, you can do so there.
Station URL. https://artworkurl.
Artwork URL.
https://shazam-song-recognition. Switch button. On. Double tap the toggle setting.
Now, this is where you can turn off Shazam recognition on a per song, or I'm sorry, not per song, per station basis. Okay, so we're done.
Current artwork. Tap to select a different artwork.
Was pretty much anything we would want here, because artwork we're not going to do. So let's go to update and get back.
Update. Button.
There we go.
93.9 WLITFM Light FM. Currently playing. Shazam enabled.
Now, let's go down to the bottom. We have some tabs down the bottom here.
Tab bar. History. Tab. 3 of 3.
Okay, so if you go all the way to the right, you have history.
Search. Tab.
Search is your second tab.
Selected. My stations. Tab. 1 of 3.
And my stations is your first tab. All right, so let's... Oh, I did say I would show you that sleep timer, didn't I? Let me do that. Hang on.
Settings.
I apologize.
Button. Stations. Delilah Digital Only. My station. Delilah 93.9. My stick timer. Edit station. Button for move. Share station. A blue and white logo with 93.9. Airplay. Pause. Play.
Okay, so let's show you that sleep timer.
My station's timer. Button.
Now remember, to get the timer, you have to pay for the full version.
Timer. Edit station. Button. Remove from favorites. Share station. A blue and white logo with text. 93.9 close timer picker. Button.
Okay, so right there's a close button for the timer picker.
Airplay. Play. Button. Set timer. Off. Picker item. Adjustable. 1 of 10. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
All right, so let's see what are our timer values.
1 minute. 2 of 10.
1 minute.
5 minute. 3 of 10.
5 minutes.
10 minute. 4 of 10.
10 minutes.
15 minute. 5 of 10.
15 minutes.
30 minute. 6 of 10.
30 minutes.
45 minute. 7 of 10.
45 minutes.
60 minute. 8 of 10.
60 minutes.
90 minute. 9 of 10.
An hour and a half.
120 min. 10 of 10.
And 2 hours. So let's go. We are going to close
my station.
This.
Back button. Time. Edit station. Remove from favorite. Share station. Up 93.9. Close timer picker.
Close timer picker.
Picker.
Don't want one.
My stations. Back button.
All right. Now we're going to go back.
93.9 WL.
All right. Let's show you the... Let's show you the history tab.
Tab bar. History. Tab. Select. Selected. History.
Okay,
selected.
There's history.
History. Settings button. Button.
All right, so I'm at the top of the screen. I'm going to swipe right.
MR. Mr. Broken Wings. MR. Mr. Nut Chicago, you're the inspiration. Chicago, 93.9 WLITFM Light FM. Button.
All right.
Actions available.
So it said actions available. Let's see what our actions are.
Delete.
Delete. So if you don't want the track in your history, you can delete it.
Open a song in Apple Music.
Open in Apple Music. Now note, you must have an Apple Music subscription to do that.
Copy song title and artist to clipboard.
Copy artist and title to clipboard.
Activate. Default.
And then you wrap around to activate, which is the default. Okay, that covers history.
Settings button. Button. Tab bar. Search. My stations. Tab. Search. Tab. School tree. Settings button. Search. Heading. Selected. Search. Add manually. Button. 2 of 2.
Now you can search or add manually. Now adding manually is similar to other radio apps, but we'll demo it just to show you.
Selected. Add manually. 2 of 2. Settings button. Search. Head. Search. Stream name. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory. Let's say it were Apple Viz Music. You will put that as your stream name.
Station URL. Text field.
That would be the streaming URL to get Apple Viz Music to play.
Artwork URL. Text field.
If you had a URL for artwork, you would put it in there.
Open player. Button.
And then, you know, you could hit open player to test it, make sure it worked.
Tab bar. My stations. Settings button.
And button. Let's go back, because we are not going
settings
to add
button.
It.
Button tab bar. Select my stations.
So
open player.
Task
selected. Search. Selected. Settings button. Search. Search. Button.
And
search. Heading.
We're going to go to search button.
Button. Selected. Search. 1 of 2. Add manually.
And you
selected.
Have to hit search again.
Button selected. Search. 1 of 2. Add station name. Genre location. Text field. Double tap to edit.
All right. So let's search for BBC.
Quick nav off. Text field. BBC. BBC. Quick nav on. First tab bar. My state open. Vertical scroll bar.
Okay.
Set it. Search.
So
select add manually. BBC. Text field. BBC World Service. MP3. 56. Button.
All right. Perfect. So we're going to tap on that.
Search. Back button. Search. Back button.
Yes, although there is a huge input.
Timer. Edit station. Add to favorites.
But we're going to hit add to favorites.
Remove from favorites. Share station. Beep. An orange rectangle. BBC World's AirPlay. Pause. Play.
Okay. Pause button. So we paused it. Now if we go to our favorites, we should
volume search. Back button.
Let's go back out
edit
of search.
Button. Tab bar. Hist. Select my stations. Tab. Settings button. Beep. Delilah Digital Only. BBC World Service. Currently playing. Shazam enabled. Button. Select drag to move this item. Actions available.
Now, keep in mind that add favorites on top is switched on. We're going to demo that with off so you can see the difference. We're going to delete this for the time being.
Delete. Delilah Digital Only. Shazam enabled.
BBC is gone now.
Settings button.
Now it's
close.
Settings.
Button. Settings. Hide recommended list. You need to add favorites on top. Switch button. On. Double tap the toggle set.
Now remember, that's on. Add favorites on top is on. Now we're going to double tap this to turn it off.
Off. Close. Button. Settings button.
Go down to the
tab bar. Search. Selected. Search. Tap. Settings button. Search. First selected. Search. Button. Add manually. Button. 2 of 2. Selected. Search. Button. Selected. Search. Settings. But search. Selected. Search. Button. 1 of 2. Selected. Add BBC. Text feed. BBC World Service. MP3. 56. But. White text on the gray back. Beep. AirPlay. Pause. Mute or unmute. But. Volume. Mute or pause. AirPlay. BBC World Service. An orange rectangle with a share station. Add to favorites. Button. Remove from favorites. Share. BBC AirPlay. Pause. Play.
Now you can also share the station as you saw there. All right, so we're going to go back.
Back button. Settings button. Button.
Now let's go to our favorites and let's see what's there.
Tab bar. Selected. My stations. Tab.
My favorites. Rather.
Settings button. My Delilah Digital Only. Shazam 93.9 WLITFM Light FM. Big 107.3. Shazam enabled. Awesome 98. Shazam enabled. Swarm 101.3, Shazam enabled. WVOR Sunny 102.3, Shazam. BBC World Service. Currently playing. Shazam enabled. Button. Select drag to move it.
Now, BBC World Services is down the bottom. That's where it should be because I turned off, put it at the top. So you do have that as an option. Now, if you had your favorite set to the top and you knew you wanted a station to go to the bottom.
Settings button. Button.
Another way you could do this.
Delilah Digital Only. Shazam enabled.
Would
button.
Be.
Delete. Move to bottom.
Move to bottom is a rotor action when you're on a station. Let's try that now.
Open tab box searched history. Search selected. Open player. Delilah Digital Only. Shazam enabled. Button.
And that delete. Moved it to the bottom. Because if you swipe left one.
BBC World Service. Currently playing. Shazam enabled.
BBC World Service is currently second to the bottom. So if we want to bring it back to the top.
Delilah Digital Only. Delete. Move to top.
That's an action. So we're just going to move this back to the top. Go back to the top of the list. The top of the screen.
Settings button. My stations. Heading. Delilah Digital Only. Shazam enabled. Button.
And that, I think, about covers Eater. If you have questions, please feel free to ask. If there's anything I did not make clear, please let me know. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast on Eater. Happy streaming.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.